Diary. Battle Creek, Michigan, March 7, 1891. March 7th. I spoke to the congregation assembled in the tabernacle with much freedom. I could not forbear expressing the words that the Lord gave me in regard to our different institutions and the necessity of responsible men who fear God being connected with these institutions. I felt deeply as I presented before them the responsibilities connected with the office of publication, and that those who accept these responsibilities should be men of faith, humble, men of piety and deep experience. Jesting and joking should not be sanctioned in the office, neither should there be any harshness in speech or sourness be shown the ones employed or those seeking counsel. There are those who do not discern the sacredness of the work, and who will surely bring in principles that are not correct. They will work to secure higher wages and think their duty is done. They will bring into the office a selfish, grasping spirit, and there will be robbery of God. The strange fire will be mingled with the sacred. Others will catch this spirit, for the plague spots of selfishness, which mean robbery toward God, are as contagious as the leprosy. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Just as long as you will conduct the business in connection with the cause and work of God, according to the word of God, and after his specific directions, the Lord will be your shield, your guide, your buckler, and your exceeding great reward. A heavy cloud is now hanging over the publishing institution and the General Conference Association. Be not slothful in business. Encourage active energy. But there is a strong guard placed about this injunction. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. Self is not to be served. God is to be the supreme counselor and manager in this publishing institution, which, if desired, will extend to the General Conference. The honor of God is to be kept. There can be no sinless swerving from the way of the Lord. Perplexities will arise. Religion will be erased from the soul of some workers. Selfish plans will be laid. They will be deceived and move blindly. Engagements will be entered into that will blot out the principles that God has specified should exist in every department of this institution. Voices will be heard in resolutions and propositions that are not wise, coming from human minds that are not sanctified, and these will be accepted. In many hearts, the truth of God will cease to be a living, all-pervading, sanctified principle. High-toned integrity will be supplanted by increased selfishness and lording it over others. March 8th. I awakened in the morning with a decided impression that I should go into the minister's meeting and bear the message which the Lord had given me at Salamanca, New York, in our 3 months' tour. I went into the meeting and bore the testimony given me of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. I told them the Lord had opened before me many things. In the night season, my guide said, "Follow me." I was taken to a council of men, where a zeal and an earnestness were manifested, but not according to knowledge. One held up the sentinel, and with his hand across the page said, "This must come out," and then made remarks entirely contrary to the principles of our faith. The particulars of this are given in my diary of 1890. The message given made a deep impression on all those present. Brother Ballinger, deeply affected, arose and said, "I was in that council meeting which was held last night until a late hour, and Sister White has described it accurately. The very words she says she heard spoken were spoken last night. I was on the wrong side of the question, and now take my position on the right side." His testimony was well wet down with tears and humble confession. I was greatly astonished. I thought that this meeting had been held at the time it was presented to me. My soul is exceeding troubled. The publishing institutions are receiving a mold that is not after the similitude of God. I am listening to words from the lips of my guide. Every moment now should be charged with the highest sense of responsibility. High-toned integrity between man and his fellow man should be practiced. Every business transaction is receiving the inspection of God, and it may be of the purest equity, for God has made every provision that it should be thus. But it is not thus. Let God be kept ever before you, and let him be recognized in every transaction that takes place between man and his fellow man. Keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. If you are much upon your knees in humble prayer, saying from the heart, "Thou, God, seest me." Genesis 16, verse 13. If you are ready to hear and to do the words of Christ, great evils will be averted. The soul will be fortified with heavenly principles. Satan is working up plans and methods that will take away from believers religious liberty, freedom of conscience to do the will and works of God. Man will lord it over his fellow man. The rebuke of God will surely come upon your actions.